Well, the stars seem to be aligning for Medicaid expansion in the Florida legislature this year. After 2 years of blunt refusals to even consider it, some top Republicans are saying the time has come. One of them is Miami State Senator Anatiri Flores.
And what's interesting is that you have the buy-in from the business community, from, you know, from kind of from private sector, from your non-traditional supporters of government funding.
And the business community has contributed two major players to the Medicaid plan. Associated Industries of Florida and the Florida Chamber of Commerce have each submitted Medicaid proposals that would extend federally funded health coverage to about 1 million Floridians who don't qualify for other plans. But both come with work requirements and required monthly premiums. Democratic Senator Oscar Brainin, who represents South Broward and North Miami-Dade, says those would be hard to swallow.
The premium, some of the work requirements, all those things I have some hesitation with, but I'm just trying to get them to swallow the pill just in general right now.
But those requirements may not make it to the final product. Similar obligations in Medicaid proposals considered in Arkansas, Iowa, Michigan, and Pennsylvania were disallowed by the federal agency that oversees Medicaid. And 2015 might also be the year of open your laptop and say, ah. During a healthcare summit in Orlando today, business leaders heard from lawmakers about ways to boost telemedicine. That's where healthcare providers use the internet and other technology to care for patients remotely. Republican State Senator Aaron Bean of Jacksonville said Florida is ready to increase how it practices telemedicine.
And how about this? As an added bonus, harnessing technology, we can do it very, in much cases, much more efficiently. I don't want to say cheaper. That's a dirty word in healthcare.
In the past, telemedicine measures have failed in the Florida legislature. But this year, lawmakers say bills to boost telehealth are already getting bipartisan support. As anyone who's read a Carl Hiaasen novel knows, the Florida Keys are a great setting for crime fiction. But in reality, the islands are actually getting safer every year. Nancy Klingener brings us the numbers.
Crime dropped in the Keys in 2014. That's according to reports that local law enforcement agencies sent to the state. In Key West, crime was down by more than 8%, while the Monroe County Sheriff's Office reported a drop of nearly 6%.
You know, really overall, everything just went down for the most part. I was very glad to see burglaries going down, and of course, the violent crimes all went down, so we're real happy with that.
Deputy Becky Heron is spokeswoman for the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, which provides local policing outside of Key West. But even though burglaries went down, Keys cops say local residents are a little too laid back about home security.
Somebody will say, oh, I've always left my doors unlocked, or I always leave my rods and reels on my boat.
The statewide report of crime in Florida last year has not yet been released. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
And if you'd like to take a look at the crime stats for the Florida Keys, please visit our website, WLRN.org. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte.